Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hi guys, we have another great show for you today. We have Rachel Pally, the designer of all the comfy, chic, amazing clothes that you've been wearing for years. We're talking about all the things that the pandemic has brought up about motherhood and also the silver linings in it all and all the time we're getting to spend with our young ones and trying to find the positivity through all of this. Before that, support for today's episode comes from Progressive Insurance. Fun fact, Progressive customers qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up for Progressive Auto Insurance. Discounts for things like enrolling in automatic payments, insuring more than one car, going paperless, and of course, being a safe driver. Plus, customers who bundle their auto with home or add renter's insurance save an average of 12% on their auto. There are so many ways to save when you switch, and once you're a customer with Progressive, you get unmatched claim service with 24/7 support online or by phone. It's no wonder why more than 20 million drivers trust Progressive and why they've recently climbed to the third largest auto insurer in the country. Get a quote online at progressive.com in as little as 5 minutes and see how much you could be saving. Auto insurance from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Home and renter's insurance not available in all states. Provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said. And thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jamie.
Hi, I'm Jenna.
And welcome to another episode of Mama Said. Here we are. How's your week been going, Jenna?
It's good. I'm just hustling and doing the normal mom stuff. What about you, Jay?
Ready for the holidays?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes, indeed.
Gonna look different this year. But, oh wait. Oh my God, Jenna.
What?
Guess who's calling me right now?
Who?
Should I pick it up and put it? Should I have him come on the show? You know who's calling me. Are you ready?
Wait. Are you kidding me?
No, hold on. I'm going to put him on. Patch him in. Okay. Hello?
Hello, is this Jamie and Jenna?
Yes,
is this Jenna?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. I thought I'd call in and say hi.
Oh, hi, Santa. I really feel, this is like the happiest I've been in a long time. It makes me feel like things are all right again, hearing your voice.
Well, I'm glad to make you feel happy. I hope both of you are. All of you are. Listen to this.
We're good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm taking care of things and trying to stay healthy and get ready for my Christmas Eve runs, you know.
That's so, right. Well, this is your busy time of year, and so we don't want to take up too much of your time, but now that we have you on Mama Said with us, can we just ask you a couple of questions?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Well, I think the first one I want to know is, are Jenna and I on your nice list?
Oh, let me think here. Things are looking good, but let me tell you, you do have time to improve, but things are on the uptick. Things are on the uptick and looking good.
Okay.
Just make sure that you stay on the positive side, and then everything will be all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, Santa, I know things are funky. It's 2020. You know, we've all been through it this year, and we're really looking forward to celebrating holidays and just so happy. But question, with everything going on, how do you plan to travel safely this year?
Well, that's a great question. You know, my sleigh is so magical, and it's the perfect physical distancing device. I mean, because it's so magical, I can stay apart and do my delivery, and people are asleep. And I know so the sleigh is going to be well protected, and I'll be wearing a mask.
Great.
And I'll have some extra masks in my bag, just in case I lose them or they get a little dirty coming down the chimney.
Right. That makes sense. You'll probably have to like eat the cookies in your sleigh, I would think. You don't want to.
Yes. And that's a harder thing because the reindeer then come after them. It's better for me to eat them inside. But When I take them out to the sleigh, the reindeer, I got to push them away. Yeah.
Well, I have a question because, you know, we're trying to brainstorm in this house. What are kids asking for you on their wish list this season?
Wow. Well, you know, they ask for a lot of things. But really, when it gets down to a lot of things, what you maybe you'd call or traditional toys are still very popular. Mm-hmm. Dolls, trucks.
That's nice.
Railroad train. What do you call it? Train sets?
Yeah.
Legos.
Mm-hmm. Big ones.
Building blocks. Stuffed animals. Unicorns. and you know, and what's interesting, I started out, you know, before the elves came to me looking for help with the world growing, I was a carpenter and I made wooden toys, and a lot of wooden toys that people are asking for again. So that makes me feel very good.
I bet. And they're very chic. They look very nice in a room. Jenna can tell me.
And to play with too.
Yeah. The wood toys are my favorite. We all know.
Oh, good.
Well, Santa, while we have you here, you know, we just want to hear that famous ho, ho, ho. You know, like no one could do it better than you. And since you're here, just give it to us.
Oh, you're so kind. Okay, here we go. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. And now I want to hear you two do it.
Jenny, you ready?
Oh, I thought that was your ho, ho, ho. I'll go
if
first.
I would have a ho, 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 it probably would sound like that.
I'll do it. Ho, 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 ho.
Very nice, Jenna.
Thank you. Good. Good.
I have to like ground myself for mine. Ho, 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 ho. Not good.
Ooh, you got to get a little bit of that diaphragm in there.
Yeah, know. I got to work. I got some work to do. I get it. Santa, you know, in my house, we have a very big debate because we actually get in an argument every Christmas Eve as to what type of cookie we should be leaving you. Could you just tell me what your favorite type is, if you have one?
Oh, I sure do. It's Mrs. Claus's sugar cookie.
Mm.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I can't turn those down. Mrs. Claus's sugar cookie. Yeah.
Okay. I would love to try it.
It is just fabulous. It's just fabulous. Well, let me give you a sort of, oh, listen, that's my sleigh bells. Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow.
So
okay.
We don't want to keep you any longer. We are going to let you go, but we are so grateful that you're coming here, and we're going to continue to talk about you and how our listeners can connect with you and their kids can connect with you this holiday season. We know it's not the same, but that doesn't mean that Christmas can't still feel magical and amazing.
That is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Santa, thank you so much. We will continue to be well-behaved, so we stay the course on this nice list.
Yes. We will improve, and there's always room for improvement, right, Jamie? Yeah,
for everyone. There's always room for improvement.
Always.
That's right.
Always. And we are on the path. Well, Santa, you're the greatest. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you calling and being here and lifting our spirits today.
Oh, you're welcome. And ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you.
Oh, Jenna, wasn't that the best?
That was so cute. That was so, oh my God.
Okay, well, mamas, listen. Christmas is still here. The holiday season is still here. And because of Santa, we have been able to figure out with him how to keep magic alive safely from the comfort of your home with packagefromsanta.com. I can't wait to tell you about this. Jenna, do you want to start?
Yes. Okay, so you guys listen up. You can send your child a magical delivery they'll remember forever in a special delivery that ships directly to your house. It's personalized for each child and loaded with goodies from the North Pole.
That's right. Childhood is fleeting, so hold on a bit longer with a gift experience that your child will cherish forever. Jenna and I had so much fun filling this out for our kids. So you fill out a questionnaire about your kids. You give Santa a picture. And then there's packages. There is a gold, silver, or platinum package. And let me tell you about the platinum package. You can get a personalized Santa photo. You get a Santa letter with a seal. You have a nice certificate and a picture of your child on the nice list, like their book page. You get Santa's hot cocoa, One of Mrs. Claus' sugar cookies that he was talking about. Yeah. Reindeer food. I mean, with Christmas only a month away, it is time to place your order with the elves at www.packagefromsanta.com. And you guys, head to Mama Said Podcast Instagram, right, Jenna?
Yes, you guys, that's at Mama Said Podcast. And we are going to post all the info you need to get Santa to your little ones.
And we've got a special little deal for you too. So head to our Instagram where we can give a gift to you.
Yeah, you guys, each gold, silver, and platinum package also includes free bonus gifts, including a personalized call, video, nice list, and so much more from the real Santa himself.
Exactly. So think about it. These calls, these videos, this package, we can't bring our kids to meet Santa at the malls. We can't do things in person, but our kids have suffered a lot this year as well. You know, we've all the disconnect from the normal, and there's no reason to think the holidays have to suffer. This is an amazing way for your kids to feel that magic and for you to see that look on their faces. And we're so happy to be able to give you this a gift. Again, packagefromsanta.com. And we'll be right back with Rachel Pally.
Yeehaw!
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
So I want to talk to you about Elderberry Super Immune Soft Melts. All Child Life Essential vitamins are non-GMO, gluten-free, no artificial colors, flavors, fillers, or sweeteners, allergen-free, and pediatrician-developed. Wow, sounds amazing, right? Child Life Essential Elderberry Super Immune Soft Melts provide a very unique combination of immune-boosting ingredients in each tasty tablet for optimal immune support. I tasted them, and they are actually amazing. They are also kid-approved, delicious, natural berry flavor that doesn't stick to your teeth and that has zero sugar, unlike any other gummy supplement. So, you guys, get 10% off Child Life products on iHerb.com using the code MAMASAID. This is U.S. only and expires 6/31/2021. All right. So buying gifts for the people in your life just gets harder and harder. And I don't know about you guys, but I've literally caught myself wandering the sock aisle in desperation the last couple of years. So this year, I'm so glad to have found Beta, a store that has something for everyone and shouldn't need a gift receipt. Beta prides itself on finding new products you can't find anywhere else, like e-bikes. How cool is that? And scooters and accessories to make your home office more amazing and kitchen gadgets. And they even have beauty and lifestyle brands. And there's just something for everyone. And there's even an amazing kids section. So this year, I'm going to be the greatest gift giver of all time. And you can be too. Just use the coupon Mama Said in store or online for $20 off just about anything. So find Beta online at beta.com. That's B8TA.com or at one of their 24 stores in cities like New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Boston. So you guys, again, that's code Mama Said to get $20 off just about anything. Get it online at beta.com or in store.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Our guest today started her business out of college with a goal of dressing women of all shapes and sizes and stages of life to make them feel beautiful and empowered. And Jenna and I can speak directly and personally to say that she has accomplished that goal. She makes all of her designs ethically and locally here in LA, and as a wife, mom of two boys, and an incredible human, it's no wonder her line is so successful. Please welcome to the show, Rachel Pally. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. Such a thrill to have you. I can remember, so I was maybe like 20, 21 years old, and I became friends with Jessica Simpson, and I was like, what are you wearing? What is this dress that feels like a t-shirt but looks like a gown, and it's so gorgeous? And she's like, girl, you need to understand who Rachel Pally is. So you have been in my closet forever. I'm obsessed with everything that you make.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, Jessica really put me on the map back when I first started. It was like 17 years ago. And it was when MTV, like live, I mean, she wore an outfit and it changed my whole life. It was amazing. Wow.
Yeah, well, she did good, but your designs is what stood the test of time. So I just had to start with that. But you know, we were talking a little bit before we started recording, and I really like that our topic today is going to be about our mom village and how to reach out, because I think that the three of us have been really blessed with that, and many moms have. But I also think that there's a lot of moms out there, especially new ones, that really don't know how to access that. And especially in times like today and everything that we're going through, it's necessary. And so we would love to hear from you first and just kind of how the past few months have been and how you have kind of really leaned on your mom tribe.
Yeah, very early on, I became a part of a text chain that was, it started out like, what is going on? A lot of panic, a lot of fear, and just to be able to hear each other. And, you know, I think expressing all of your anxiety at home can sometimes be too burdensome when you also have to be keeping a healthy environment for your children. And if all that's said out loud is fearful, so to be able to not only have it silent in a chat where my kids weren't listening, but also to be able to vent about anxiety, financial anxiety, about business anxiety, about what this is going to mean for our children, and just to really feel heard and held in a way that, you know, I feel like when it's an echo chamber with me and my husband, because it's our life and it's our life together. And so we just keep kind of talking the same thing in circles, but hearing from my community about the perspectives and how challenging it was for everybody in such different ways, and just being able to hear it and hold each other up, and but also to not have that be something that took over my home life, which was already tense enough, was really important. And then another group of friends started a text chain about recipes, which has become everything but. Yes. You know, remember at the beginning, it was like dance parties and put a rainbow in your window. And then it's like, we've all just settled into this heaviness, but also having to find a healthy new normal. And to be able to share that with other women who are going through it has really been key for me.
I have to say that I've never thought about this, but text threads have saved me. Literally, especially, I mean, I've always, you know, counted on a couple of moms and have always like bounced things back and forth. I mean, you know, I'm on several text threads with you, Jamie. But during COVID, there have been recipe chains, and then we have a non-recipe chain with the same girls, and we just, you know, different moms who kind of gravitate towards different things. And it's just really saved my life, I must say. And I never really thought about how wildly important a text thread was with like-minded mamas. Just like Jamie and I, like, we're really different, but that's how this podcast is so amazing, because we have different views on things, but a lot of similar views. And, you know, we both want the same outcome, which is just loving and caring for our children. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like a lot of moms that you're close with have amazing different views on things that could just help everyone. It's kind of like, I mean, I have so many mom threads at this point from COVID. Like, I feel like I'm in therapy sessions multiple times a day, and I love it. Jamie and I are even in a Peloton thread.
Yeah, and we barely do it.
Yeah, but it's just,
I should join that. I barely do it too, but we have one.
Yeah. It's so funny, but it's really just a chance to just like meet new moms. And that's like the best thing about it. Like, I've met so many new moms during COVID that I've never physically met, but I'm texting them, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Also too, you know, like we were talking briefly before about bringing a nanny back. I brought mine back in June as well, but I needed permission, like from one of my girlfriends, where she was like, "Hey, Jamie, I can't hear this, like, your life anymore. Like this is not okay. You need to bring your nanny back. Like, you cannot keep sending a check every week and drown the way you're drowning. Like, figure this out." All I needed was someone to tell me that, because I wasn't giving myself the permission.
Yeah.
And other women can do that for us.
Yeah. I did the same, where I felt like we've been so incredibly COVID safe. My husband's family lives 10 minutes away. My parents live 10 minutes away. So in order for us to stay connected with the grandparents, we've been incredibly, incredibly rigid about our COVID rules, which we still are. But at least, you know, my husband and I both run our own businesses. Navigating business in a completely unprecedented time both of us have to work during business hours because we are both managing a team that has to work during business hours. So it was a constant battle of whose work is more important. I mean, and as involved as he is, there is definitely an emotional labor that falls on a mother that is in most households that I know kind of understood. And I feel like I was working from 8:40 to 8:51, 9:12 to 9:48, 10:15 to 10:17. It was like, I couldn't get an entire thought. I was hysterical and crying. And my parents would come and set up a blanket on the front lawn and read to the kids from a distance just so I could take a phone call, and knowing how grateful I was to have them available. But
so
for us, our life couldn't, I mean, in order for us to both continue our jobs, which we couldn't quit and we weren't going to get laid off because we both own our own businesses. Yeah. It had to happen in the same time where Teo was in school. Luca he's four, but he is the most dangerous child. He's had two black eyes since quarantine.
Oh,
he breaks things constantly. He is constantly like, you can't find him. He's like on the top shelf.
That's my two.
Climbed up two chairs on top.
I like feel anxiety with you talking because I have no idea where he's right at in my house right now, and I feel you so hard.
It is he couldn't be not supervised, so it was between the two of us trying to work without help, and the kids weren't getting what they needed, and everyone was melting down. It was a real life changer to bring Delia back, and. I felt really guilty about it because not only did I see so many of my other friends who weren't able to do that, but you know, in our family, we're two full-time constant working people. Neither of us are freelance. Neither of us,
it's
work here and there. It's like a constant.
I almost feel like I can see you like trying to defend yourself right now as to why you brought it back. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, like, even if you didn't have a full-time job, you could still bring your nanny back and no one should judge. And that's the truth. I mean, you know,
I'm like you, Rachel, I feel guilty too when I have like privilege, but it's honestly like my life's work is trying to figure out how to not feel guilty about any privilege that I have, because I do try to feel like I balance it with kindness and generosity, but it is something that, you know, at first it felt like COVID was like the great equalizer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everyone was like in it, but then it's, you know, certain people would have, you know, but even with the school stuff, I mean, you know, certain people have greater privilege and it's a bummer, but I mean, you still have to do what you have to do. You're a business owner. And I appreciate you talking about all that. And I would love to hear more about that if you don't mind. You know, as a business owner and as someone that basically everybody's like looking towards to like how to pivot, I'm assuming you just kind of were winging it, right? I mean, nobody's been through anything like this.
No, but I also didn't. I mean, I've been winging it for 17 years. I don't know what I mean, now I sort of know what I've been doing because I've been doing it for such a long time, but I just kind of started a business on a whim and I've managed to have highs and lows over many years of trying and failing and trying and succeeding. But definitely this has been, it's actually kind of been in a weird way an exciting time for my business, because I feel like for a really long time I've been critical of my industry in general and felt like there wasn't enough room for, maybe as a new brand starting out you can make new rules, but if you're an old brand, you're working with old industry rules that don't even make sense, like selling fall in July, which just doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I think, you know, when COVID hit, I had hundreds of store orders canceled because stores weren't able to accept their merchandise because they were closed and everyone was in a panic. And so much of that gets dumped on the manufacturer, because not only did I pay to manufacture all their clothes, I had ordered their fabric 6 months before. And it's just this really long lead time that feels completely not only environmentally unsustainable, but like unsustainable, like you cannot keep doing it that way. And to find that this was kind of a band-aid ripped off in a way that I wasn't expecting, but kind of had fantasized about, not in a COVID way, but in a, wow, if I didn't have to be beholden to X, Y, and Z, imagine what kind of a business I could run and how that might fit into my value system that I have now versus maybe a less defined, you know, plan in my, it went at 23 when I was like, let's try this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jessica Simpson. Yeah, you know, yeah. So for it to be completely, have this opportunity to kind of redefine the type of a business I wanted to run, and the necessary downsizing that happened at the very beginning, and how in this process I've actually found that I think I can run a better business this way. Mm-hmm. Also, just how interesting it is that basically everybody can work remote. And all of these years of having to spend so much time driving to and from my downtown office and kind of don't really need to do that. I can't imagine when I'm going to need to do that again. So there's so many things that have, so in a way, I mean, it turned my whole world upside down business-wise, but on the flip side, I'm seeing so many benefits about being able to spend more time with my children. I mean, not necessarily quality time. My office is set up in my closet and it's right next to my 4-year-old's room and he comes in at least 7 billion times a day. Right. I'm constantly getting interrupted, but I also haven't been able to have that time with my kids ever because I've worked their entire lives. So to be able to take a break and have a snack with them or just to come in and give a snuggle. And it's kind of amazing how actually I'm able to see some silver linings to how the business has shifted because of all of this.
Yeah. I don't think anyone will ever look back and be like, God, I regret like the shifts that were made, because so many of them are positive, or like, God, I regret all the extra moments I had with my kids. Like if you think about it that way, like there are, as tragic as COVID has been for so many of us, like there are silver linings.
Okay. With the holidays upon us, I think we're all trying to figure out what kind of gifts to give our kids. I mean, there's all the same old toys, but we want things that spark their curiosity and learning. So we have found KiwiCo. I personally have had such a good experience with my stuff from KiwiCo Designs. My kids, I told you about Beau's solar system design he made and his constellation lantern that he loved. But for Jack, my 2-year-old, we got this doctor's kit with all these like wooden little tools and instruments, and he loves it. He thinks he's Dr. Jack. He comes out, he brings it all the time. It sparks conversation, his language, his curiosity, his creativity. Your child could get in with this with hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door every month. It encourages your kids to be innovators and creative thinkers. And it's hard to find new creative ways to keep your kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. But KiwiCo does the legwork just for you. And you can spend more time together doing these projects. So KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There is something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code MAMASAID at KiwiCo.com. Again, that's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code MAMASAID.
Alrighty, so everyone knows how I'm obsessed with things smelling good and I want things to look good. My towels, my linens, my blankets. I even have special holiday blankets that I pull out. And I have 2 young kids. So this is just super important to me. So I am obsessed with OxiClean odor blasters. You guys, trust me. If anyone wants their house smelling amazing, please try OxiClean odor blasters. It's incredible. It cleans dish towels and washing blankets. It makes everything smell so good, and cleaning dirty clothes from the kids. And even if you're doing like family football games, I mean, you know how gross those clothes get. So you want them to be amazing, smelling good, looking good. So trust me, odor blasters are the way to go. You should try for yourself to work your magic with OxiClean. Go to OxiClean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's OxiClean.com/TRYME for a free odor blaster sample while supplies last.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
I'm trying to really be conscious of, as strange as this may sound, the things I will miss from this time, and trying to kind of savor them. And it's helped me manage my stress better, even, because, you know, I mean, it's, everything is a shift. Anything can be viewed as a miracle and wonderful with a shift of perception. And so, you know, this morning when I was knew that my son was on the Zoom and I had 30 minutes with my toddler before the nanny got here, before I came to prep for the podcast, I was like, you know what? I've got 30 minutes with Jack. I'm just going to be right here with him because it I can't stress about all the other things. And I had a wonderful time with my son. And now I don't feel guilty being away from him for the next 3 hours because of that moment. And those are things without this time that I don't think I would have slowed down enough to recognize. And there are things that are sometimes, you know, even now my husband and I obviously never leave, but last Saturday, my mother-in-law came and we went to go be with another couple. And my older one was so sad. And I was like, we never leave. But I was like, oh, this is sweet because yeah. We've been together so much. He used to never be like that. So, you know, there are, like you said, silver linings and, you know, there'll be obviously some difficult transitions out of all of this, but I'm trying to really savor the things that we can be, you know, grateful for and that we're positive.
Yeah, that's interesting. My 7-year-old has been having a lot of separation anxiety. And he's been, I mean, he was the kid who walked into preschool and like didn't check to see if I followed him and just like let the door slam and never asked for me once, has slept through the night his whole life and is just really super independent. So to be dealing with this onset of separation anxiety for him is so out of character. I mean, he won't really let me out of, he needs to know where I'm going to be in the house when he's on his Zoom. Oh, wow. He just worried about me locking the door to my bedroom so that I could be in here. He knows where I am, but it's just never happened before. And I know that he's absorbing this anxiety. And, you know, my husband and I both work home most of the time, but we share a warehouse downtown. And once or twice a week, he doesn't freak out as much when Kevin goes, but like I have to go downtown this afternoon and Teo's been freaked out about it all day. And the other day we kind of pod with my family and my in-laws for childcare and for them to spend time with their grandparents. And my parents came to pick them up for an overnight and just to hang out. And it's usually like they fog up the window watching for the car to come. They are so excited about my parent. And Teo had a complete breakdown and wouldn't leave me. And I had a really busy work day and I said, okay, you can stay home, but like, you're on your own and no iPad, no, you're on your own, buddy. And he was happy to just like be here for me. And then Luca, who also has been, he's 4 and he's been having, I mean, it's funny cause it's, they're both having like not kind of overt acting out based on anxiety that I'm sure isn't, it's just what's floating. It's like we don't watch the news in front of them. We like try to be careful about what we talk about in front of them, but they're also, I mean, he's Teo's 7, so, and he's on Zooms with school and they do talk about current events. And but Luca, my 4-year-old, just has been, won't go to sleep and has woken up in the night at least a couple of times every night for the last couple of weeks, and he's like, you can't leave, you have to stay here with me. And he's just never been like that before. So I feel like this is just such a heavy time, and the adults, we all have the language that we need to explain why we're feeling heavy. Or, I mean, yesterday with the sky so golden and weird and heavy and it felt kind of twilighty all day, and the news was really upsetting, and I had posted something on Instagram and had quite a Karen festival that happened that felt totally unnerving to me and made me feel so sad and scared about the election. And and then I saw a tweet about a possible, you know, if about rolling back Roe v. Wade. And I just got, I was having such a heavy day, and I got on my text chain, but my kids don't have that. And so I see that it's manifesting for them in a totally different way. And, but also when we're so,
I wish there is something. I mean, I know kids are resilient, and I feel like when things go back, they will shed this skin much easier than we will. But I wish that we could find some sort of resource. I mean, I hear his teachers trying to prompt them to make sure that they are speaking about what they're feeling, but you know, kids, I get it. I'd want to, I don't like doing therapy over Zoom. I like being in person across from my therapist because he can see my body language and feel me. And I think these kids, like they, like, I wish there was like a group therapy we could set them all up with. No. Maybe they don't have the tools. They don't have, you know, the experience to kind of manage this. And, you know, our only reprieve is, like I said, their resiliency and that they're young and they don't hold on to things as heavy maybe as we do. But I've been telling Jenna over and over how terrible my 2-year-old has been, like the terrible twos. But as I'm hearing you talk, I'm like, oh, but it also might be amplified.
Of course.
Like, I don't think it's a coincidence in timing. He literally just wakes up and like looks around at what he can destroy for attention. And I'm like, you have my attention all day. Like, I'm on the floor with a coloring book. Like, where are you going?
But like, he needs to get out.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, I know that a lot of kids have gone, you know, back to school via Zoom. Mm-hmm. I do think that school should implement some sort of therapy, like a group therapy with a therapist, instead of learning English and Spanish all day and whatnot. And I think it's important right now. It doesn't have to last forever, but it maybe should last forever because mental health is so important.
Bring that up in our parent-teacher meeting on Monday.
I think these schools, we have the resources. I know it's not that easy. I know public schools like don't have a lot of money, but perhaps people can do it for free and donate their time if they're a child therapist. I think even 10 minutes would be amazing, and maybe we three should come up with something like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's even, you know, just letting Bo like really vent his stuff last night.
Yeah.
I was like, if there was another little kid that said, I'm angry too, it's like us. It's our mom text chains. Like we said, it just makes you feel better. Or another little boy
that's cathartic. Like,
hey, Bo, he doesn't want me to say it. He wants one of his.
You know, when I went to Crossroads, I mean, I don't know if they still do this, but we had a class called Life Skills. And
they do.
They do.
Yeah, so, or something like it. They do.
Right. So Life Skills was just all of us in a group, like probably like they broke it up the whole grade. Like, so it was like probably like 15 of us, and we had a talking stick and we would listen to like a good song. It's like a Grateful Dead song for sure. And we would just pass the stick, and it was just a time for all of us to vent about what was going on in our families. And like, I remember some heavy stuff coming out from kids, and the parent and the teachers had to listen, and they, you know, would seek other help if need be, but it was really like a time for these kids to just feel really honest and share their emotions. And yeah, I mean, I know some schools implement this, but a lot don't. So yeah, go across.
Yeah, and I also think teaching your kids that, I think listening and not fixing, because really none of us can fix this. This is just out of our control. And the only thing I feel like maybe the most important lesson in life about everything is you can't control what happens, but you can control your reaction to what happens. And just as a statement, that is literally the only way to get through life in every way. Yes. And to teach your kids that it's okay to vent it out, but not to try to solve the problem for them all the time, to say, I hear you. That is really hard. And I'm sure you missed your friends so much. I mean, it's almost sad that my 7-year-old is like so happy to see his friends on Zoom. It's like his summer was such a bummer without seeing anybody that even just seeing them on Zoom is like a step in the right direction, and it fills his cup in a little bit of a way that it makes me sad that that's like at this moment enough for him compared to what he was getting before. But he just being able to say, I know this is really hard, honey. I hear you. And it's a bummer. What can we do together that will be fun or make you feel good right now? Instead of always saying, you know, trying to fix it, because sometimes like you ought to teach your kids that you can't fix it.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It's exactly. And, you know, like we somehow get crafty and figure out ways to communicate. You know, I would say my son's figured out like, you know, FaceTimes and playing video games and play dates like that. I mean, they've figured it out themselves. And we moms have figured out how to kind of have social distant drinks and meetups and things like that throughout all of this. And I think the key in what we're kind of coming out with all of this is just communication is key, you know, between us moms, between us and our children. And I think Jenna, you're onto something, and I'm going to bring it up to Bo's teachers. So thank you. Okay. And all you mamas out there, if you're feeling like your kids are struggling, I mean, I think we have to give our schools more credit. I think it's very easy to get angry at them or frustrated, but nobody's been through this before. And I think that they're really open. I mean, our school has a parent meeting every Monday with the teachers after school to anything us parents are thinking we're needing or wanting to suggest, because this is, you know, a fluid and strange situation for everyone. And we all truly are in it together.
Hello, Mama Said listeners. It is Jenna, and I am here to tell you that I have a new obsession. It's a store online and in person called Beta. And if you need to buy gifts for this holiday season, just don't go anywhere else. Just go to Beta, and I'll tell you why. They have something for everyone. They have e-bikes and scooters to kitchen accessories to home office stuff to gadgets for your home. I mean, they have beauty stuff. They have lifestyle lines. They even have kids stuff. I'm not kidding. They have something for everyone. So this year, I'm going to be the greatest gift giver of all time, and you can be too. Just use the coupon Mama Said in store or online for $20 off just about anything. So find Beta online at beta.com. That's BATA.com. And you could go to one of their 24 stores in cities like New York, San Francisco, Chicago, and Boston, or you could just go online. So again, that's code Mama Said to get $20 off just about anything. Get it online at beta.com or in store.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Thank you, Rachel, so much for this conversation, but we're not going to let you go yet, because I think you've been warned. We're going to ask you to share a shitty mommy story with us, if you don't mind.
Shitty mommy!
No, I don't mind. I have plenty. I was thinking about that. Teo's first day of school. I already mentioned that he has separation anxiety and that he won't let me out of the room. And I mentioned that Kevin and I are both working from home. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we left it to the very last minute. Couldn't get onto the portal. Couldn't sign onto the Zoom. Kevin runs to the garage to try to log in on his computer that's, like, not set up for kid. Like, in, you have to, like, climb to get to it. It's, like, not right. A great work setup. Teo won't let me leave. I have to run to my computer to try to log in because I can't get into the system. We're both, Luca is having a tantrum. He's on the floor. He's crying. He's clawing at me. He's screaming. Teo's starting to cry because all the energy is so awful. This is first day of school. And we're late. I can't log in. I'm somehow blocked out. Kevin finally gets it on the computer in the garage. We get Teo set up. He goes running to set it up in Teo's room. By the time we turn him on, he's literally tears streaming down his face saying, I don't want to see my class like this. And I was screaming at him in his face, screaming in his face while he's crying. First day of school, totally our fault. We could have, like, prepared and made sure that we had the right password. But of course we tried to log on at the minute that we started. And so I ruined my kid's first day of school.
Yeah.
Who already is having anxiety, and stuck him crying in front of his new class. So happy first day.
By the way, I'm sure there's a lot of moms out there like, yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. And the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day.
I feel like you did not, it did not affect them. They're still very attached to you, and it didn't do anything. So,
or they're torturing me because of it, and that's why they won't let me leave the room.
Exactly. I want to talk about this jumpsuit that you're wearing. I can't.
It's really gorgeous.
Oh, it's today is a two-piece.
Oh my God, it is so cute.
Tell our listeners how they can support your business and where they can find Rachel Pally Designs.
On rachelpally.com. That's the best place to find it. And, you know, I'm the sole owner. So anytime someone purchases it, it actually just totally makes my day. I scroll through and see if I know anybody, and it just it's super meaningful to me.
I'm going shopping too.
Please do.
I'm actually going to buy that outfit.
Jenna, I'll just get a different.
My favorite pants is all I wear. But also, it's interesting because I'm trying to, like, get off of the long lead time from the fashion industry before, and trying to be a little bit more mindful about when and what I make. And so I've been really just making clothes that I feel like I want to wear. This is a weird time. I'm, like, over hard pants. No hard pants for me for a while. No, I just want to wear soft, comfortable, but I can't wear sweats. And I just have to feel like I look good and feel good. But there's a lot of great stuff for being at home and having just a very casual lifestyle for right now.
Very comfortable.
Yes.
Like, beautiful neutral tones. Like, but like I said, I remember Jessica was wearing this dress that was like the softest t-shirt I've ever felt, but it looked like she was like going to go to the Oscars.
Was it like sleeveless and had like
the Empire waist?
Yeah. Yes.
Little pleat in the front. And by the way, all my dresses transitioned through my pregnancies, which was so wonderful too.
I still have all my Rachel Pally dresses from like 15 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
And oh my gosh. Yeah.
Jumpsuits, everything.
So so good. Girls, that makes me feel so good. Thank you.
And for all shapes and sizes too.
Yes. And that's the most I do maternity and we also go up to size 3X in many styles. So it's really important to me that I don't just say that it's for all women, that actually it really is. And for all stages of life and just to really, there's enough stuff that's hard out there. So it's nice to feel good and, you know, to celebrate all the different bodies that we all have.
I mean, Rachel, between you having Rachel Pally and your husband having Free and Easy, you guys have the best clothes in your family, I'm assuming. I mean,
we have a lot of clothes here. There's a lot.
But you're like effortless, cool, Cali cool, chic. Oh, you guys are gold.
You guys have it all.
RachelPally.com. Go shopping, mamas, and treat yourself. Jen and I are about to. Rachel, you're a dream. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us and spending some time. We know it's busy and crazy, so to carve out this time for us, we're really appreciative of you.
Oh, thank you. I loved every minute. So nice to connect.
And we're going to leave you with a mama said. Remember, mom is just above the word queen.
That's right.
Thanks so much for listening to Mama Said. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Alex Ingber, Will Sterling, and Steve Delamater. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts and tune in for new episodes every single week.
We want to thank all our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are
Progressive Insurance. Get a quote online at progressive.com in as little as 5 minutes and see how much you could be saving.
OxyClean. Go to oxyclean.com/try me. T-R-Y-M-E for a free odor blaster sample while supplies last.
Child Life Essentials Elderberry Super Immune Soft Melts. For 10% off, use the code MAMASAID on iHerb.com.
KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code MAMASAID at KiwiCo.com.
Beta. Go to beta.com and enter code MAMASAID to get $20 off just about anything. And remember, all the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode. Goodbye, mamas.
Hi, everyone. This is Jillian with Court Junkie. Court Junkie is a true crime podcast that covers court cases and criminal trials using audio clips and interviews with people close to the cases. Court Junkie is available on Apple Podcasts and PodcastOne.com.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.